Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing I Choose, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled There is Hope in God, from Hosea chapter 2, verses 11 through 15.
Master, may I be so honest? Could I admit the way I feel? I'm hurting, it seems that you've forsaken. I wonder, is your love for me still real? Though my friends think I am happy, unaffected by this trial, they can't see the pain I'm hiding just underneath my smile. Master, I can't live this way anymore. So today I make my choice. Choose to believe that you are faithful, and my heart is in your hands. And this mystery that I face today is part of a greater plan. I choose not to be discouraged when the sun will not break through. I have a choice of trusting you. So, Lord, this is what I choose. I know this road will not be easy. I know I'll have my weaker days. And Satan, he'll tell me I don't mean it when I say I'll trust God all the way. But that really doesn't matter. I refuse to hear him out. With my faith I'll find that power that will overcome all doubt. Lord, I've never felt so strong. And when I'm resting in your arms, I choose to believe that you are faithful, and my heart is in your hands. And this mystery that I face today is part of a greater plan. I choose not to be discouraged When the sun will not break through, I have a choice of trusting you. So, Lord, this is what I choose. That this mystery that I face today is part of a greater plan. I choose not to be discouraged. When the sun will not break through, I have a choice of trusting you. So, Lord, this is what I believe. Lord, this is what I choose. Gonna trust you, Lord. I choose.
In your life amazes God. Because it was in those dark places that His amazing grace came and brought hope to your soul. Satan's plan is to assassinate your hope, to destroy you, and to leave you broken and busted. But thank God, here we got a God that lifts you up. I don't care how low you've gotten. I don't care how defeated you are. We've got a God who's the God of all hope. Amen. That's what we have in Him. God said in Hosea, let me just give you a couple quick thoughts and we're through. God said in Hosea, I will hedge up thy way. Now, this is interesting because God promised actually to put obstacles in the way of the Israelites. And those obstacles were for a purpose. The obstacles was, it was actually not to destroy them, but it was to make them realize that they would be a lot better off if they would return to God. I'm telling you today, America would be a lot better off if we'd come back to God. I have nothing against politicians, and I have nothing against the president-elect. But I'm going to tell you, my hope is not in Donald Trump. My hope is not in Mike Pence. My hope is not in a congressman or a senator. My hope is not in a government. My hope is not in a person, except one. And today, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the blessed Son of the living God. For my hope is found in Him today. So realizing this, God would visit His people and God would enter into the situation and He would do something about it. And so sometimes He would bless and sometimes God would bring judgment. You know, sometimes God blesses and sometimes God bruises. Amen. But Hosea affirms and basically brings to a place. He says, you know, there's an alternate here between warnings of judgment and promises of hope for restoration. I'm glad we still have the promise of hope for restoration. The Valley of Achor, if you know anything about that, reflects today a tragic failure. Because if you look back, the Israelites, they knew from their ancestors that had been captured that Jericho, of course, was under the hand of Joshua and the people of God. Remember the old song, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho and the came tumbling down. Well, and I won't go into that. There was a victory at Jericho. And there was a man, though, by the name of Achan. He was the Achan that was breaking God's heart. And Achan's sin was exposed in the Valley of Achor because he secretly went back in and he took things that God said, leave it all there. And he went back in and he got gold and he got silver and he put it in his tent and he hid it. But let me tell you what, you can't hide anything from God. And the Valley of Achor, because of one man, became a valley of failure and sorrow for the Israelites. And this Valley of Achor is a place where your love for the things of the world are greater than your love for the things of God. Watch it. God then provides, and as He said in the book of Hosea, He said, I'm going to give you a door of hope. You may have blown your life in the past, but thank God there's a door of hope today. Jesus said, I am that door. Amen. God's door of hope today is by a fresh start, a second chance, and today a preparation today for what is to come. Thank God He has a door open for you and I today. If you're lost, you can come in the door of salvation. If you're discouraged, you can come in the door of encouragement. If today you're sick, you can come in the door of healing today. Because Jesus is that door, amen. Thank God. Jesus, and you go to the book of Revelation. You know, we look at our lives and we sometimes find ourselves maybe possibly in that valley of Achor. And you know, God, though, has provided a door of hope. Revelation, He says, Revelation 3, He says, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. If you're struggling, there's hope in God. If you're in sin, there's hope in God. If you're hurting, there's hope in God. And in closing, in Revelation 4, we find the final door that God has opened. And one day that door is going to open. And the Son of God, the living Son of God, is going to come through that door. And folks, we're going to leave this world. And we're going to go to be with Him. And after this, I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven. Oh, friend, listen. This is our blessed hope. The old songwriter wrote, Tom, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. You know what that all equates to today? The blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What is it called, Pastor? It's called the rapture of the church. And I'm glad I will be in the number when the saints go marching in. If you don't believe He's coming today for you, then you're not going to be going. Because in all probability, you've never believed in salvation. Jesus is offering you a door of hope today. And today you can be saved. And if today you're in discouragement, in storms and struggles, you can come and God will make a difference in your life. Because Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. There's hope in God today. Come on, let's stand to our feet. And let's come to this door of hope today. Maybe you've got struggles in your life. Just because you come to an altar doesn't mean today you're in a mess. It means today that you're going to trust the God who's going to bring you out of it. It means that, you know, I'd rather come to an altar and let God work in my life and stay in a pew because of my pride and leave the same way I came in. Now today, would you bow your heads for a moment? Quick question. I'm not going to make this a long, lengthy invitation. I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions. One today, are you saved? Pastor, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I am concerned enough, and I won't embarrass you. I won't come to you. I won't call your name. I'll simply keep you in my prayer life today. Would you raise your hand right now if you don't know that you're saved and know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? Would you slip your hand up right now and just slip it up and slip it back down? That's all I'm asking you. Now, the devil's going to tell you, hang on to that pew. Don't you raise that hand. Don't you raise that hand. And God is saying, go on and raise it. Acknowledge your need of salvation in your life today. Receive the Lord as your personal Savior. If you need salvation, I'm going to stand right down front. Get out of that pew. Come down here. Let me take 30 seconds and pray with you. And your life can be changed. Now, how many of you today would say, Pastor, I got struggles in my life. I got problems in my life. I need help. I need hope. Pray for me. Pray for me. Father, right now, we don't have to raise a hand. You know our hearts. And I pray that, Lord, you will start drawing us, Lord, as the music begins in this altar invitation. God, I'm glad the cross today takes care of it all. And I'm glad today the cross today has blotted out our transgressions, removed our iniquities, and has given us the hope of you today. Move on our hearts and draw us to these altars right now in Jesus' name. Come on.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.